This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Nobody needs more stress and anxiety right now for reasons that I would hope are obvious, but millions of Americans are facing more stress and anxiety, brought on literally by the roof over their heads, especially renters. According to our latest Marketplace Edison Research poll, 18% of renters in this economy have missed at least one payment in the past 6 months. That's compared to 14% of homeowners. Renters also tend to work in occupations that have been hit harder by shutdowns, like hospitality and retail, and they have fewer protections. And as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, that leaves a lot of people at risk of losing their housing during a public health crisis.
Charles White runs an ice cream truck business in Memphis, Tennessee, Boss Creams, spelled with a Z. And he says, compared to this time last year,
business sales have been down at least 50%.
Even in the heat of summer, he says, fear of the coronavirus kept a lot of customers away. He had to idle two of his three trucks and lay off three workers. His wife just had hip surgery and can't work. And now that the weather's getting cooler,
I think I'm going to have to pitch me a second job, but I can't do nothing until my wife is, you know, able to get up and walk around.
White is one of the nearly 20% of people in our poll who said they'd missed a rent payment in the past 6 months. 64%, nearly two-thirds, fear they'll miss one in the future. White is 3 months behind. His landlord is an old friend, so he's been patient. Anthony Pino's landlord has not.
He's even been charging me late fees. He raised my rent during all this.
Pino runs a tile business in Bridgeport, Pennsylvania, which had to shut down for a few months when the state put a halt to most construction. He's been back at work since June, but says business is still half what it should be this time of year. Now 2 months behind on rent, Pino says he may have to find another place to live.
Well, me and my landlord are going to go to court because I know we can't evict me right now with this pandemic going on, but I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't.
Right now, a national moratorium on evictions from the CDC protects renters from being removed from their homes if they can't pay. But Emily Benfer, a law professor at Wake Forest University, says the Trump administration is allowing property owners to start the eviction process by filing with the court.
And in doing this, they thwarted the purpose of the order itself to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
She says many renters will do anything to avoid the eviction system. So the moment they receive a notice, they leave.
And that's what starts the crowded living environments. That's what starts the increased contact with others and that inability to social distance.
In the 17 cities tracked by the Eviction Lab, landlords have filed for more than 60,000 evictions during the pandemic. And Benfer says when the CDC moratorium expires at the end of December,
we can expect that evictions will increase to unseen heights.
Even when the rent does get paid, often something else doesn't. Back in June, we talked to Juliana Sandridge from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, outside Tulsa. She'd lost her job and was facing eviction while she waited for unemployment benefits to come through. They finally did, but in order to catch up on her rent, she missed utility bills.
My water was shut off for about 2.5, 3 weeks, maybe. My electric's been shut off probably 3 or 4 times for a few days at a time.
Sandridge has 4 kids still at home and a 15-month-old granddaughter. She still hasn't found a new job.
I've gained weight from just stress. I've broke out. I can't sleep. You know, it's not so much I'm worried about myself because I could get by, but, you know, you don't want that for your children.
She's counting on Congress to make a deal for more relief. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.